弟兄姊妹都知道，这一次我的负担是和大家交通另一位保惠师。
Brothers and sisters all know that my burden to share with you all is about another comforter.
但在开头的时候呢，我想还有一些话呢，我们可能需要再提醒一下。
But before we begin, perhaps there are some words as to serve as a reminder.
我们请弟兄姊妹先和我读两处的圣经。
Shall we read two passages of scripture first?
我们看约翰福音十五章。
Shall we first turn to John 15?
我们读二十六、二十七节。
Verse 26 and 27.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵。他来了，就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me, and you will testify also because you have been with me from the beginning.
十六章
Chapter 16
十四节到十六节
Verse 14 through 16
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们，凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们，等不多时你们就不得见我，再等不多时你们还要见我。
He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while and you will see me.
我们从主的话里面可以很清楚地看见。
From the words of our Lord, we see very clearly.
这另一位保惠师就是圣灵。
This another comforter is the Holy Spirit.
虽然他来是接续主的工作。
And he is here to continue the work of the Lord.
但是他只见证主，他只荣耀主。
But he only testifies and glorifies God.
而他自己是隐藏的。
And he himself is hidden.
我们知道父的心意也是叫我们只注视他的儿子。
We also know that the will of the Father is to only pay attention to the Son.
他是借着圣灵启示他的儿子。
Through the Holy Spirit's revelation only shows us the Son.
所以我们晓得在新约的时代中，
So in the New Testament time,
神一切的工作都是借着他的儿子耶稣基督所完成的。
God will only use his Son to accomplish all of his work.
而圣灵呢，只是将主所完成的那么要做成在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit will accomplish that which has already been done by our Lord inside of us.
所以那个中心，那个目标，人就是主的自己。
So the central focus is the Lord himself.
神的目的永远是他的儿子。
God's purpose forever will be his son.
所以圣灵不能成为那个目标，成为那个重心。
So the Holy Spirit cannot be the center focus.
但是圣灵的工作非常重要。
But the work of the Holy Spirit is very important.
所以主耶稣很慎重地介绍他。
That is why the Lord Jesus very reverently introduces
him. 因为若是没有圣灵的工作，
Because if there's no work of the Spirit,
我们就不能进入实际。
Then we cannot enter into reality.
主所做成的就不能够完全成就在我们身上。
All that the Lord has done cannot be accomplished in us.
所以圣灵的工作我们不能忽略。
That is why we cannot neglect the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们忽略他，
If we neglect him,
我们生活中就没有什么属灵的实际。
Then we will not have much spiritual reality.
你对主的认识就不可能达到完全。
Your understanding of the Lord will not be complete.
你更不可能在你的生活中经历主的自己。
And even more so, you will not be able to experience the Lord himself.
因此圣经里面要求我们神的儿女要顺服，要配合圣灵的工作。
And the Bible also exhorts us that we need to cooperate, submit ourselves to the work of the
Spirit. 他怎样为主做见证？
How he testifies for the Lord.
他怎样荣耀主的自己？
How he glorifies the Lord himself.
我们也是和他一同做见证。
We also testify with him.
我们一同在地上荣耀主耶稣基督。
And together in this world we glorify our Lord Jesus.
所以当我们讲到关乎圣灵的工作的时候，
So when we speak of the work of the Holy Spirit,
我们希望弟兄姊妹，我们没有把这个目标把它弄模糊了。
We hope that we're not confused about the goal.
我们要看见神的心意仍旧在他儿子的身上。
We need to know that God's heart is still upon his son.
但是圣灵的工作非常的重要。
But the work of the Holy Spirit is very important.
因为是他开启主的话，让我们认识 基督的丰富。
Because he opens up God's word so that we can understand the abundance of Christ.
是他在生活中引我们进入基督的实际。
In daily life, he is the one who allows us to enter into the reality of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们一再的和弟兄姊妹讲，
we've been reminding you again.
神赐给我们三样的宝贝。
God has given us three treasures.
没有一样东西是可以缺的。
You cannot lose out on one.
基督把神的丰富带来，
Christ has brought us abundance of God.
他做我们的生命，
He is our life.
啊，那么圣经解释基督的丰富，
And the Bible explains to us the abundance of Christ.
圣灵解开主的话，
And the Holy Spirit opens up God's word
to us. 让我们看见基督的丰富，
So we can see the abundance of Christ.
认识他的伟大，
We can come to know His greatness.
并且圣灵引我们进入他话语的实际，
And the Holy Spirit brings us into the reality of
His word. 所以我们求主是主的恩典能丰丰富富地临到我们。
So may God's grace come upon us abundantly.
凡圣经中所有的，
All that is written in the Bible.
啊，对于我自己来讲是没有任何忌讳的。
To me, saying that, personally, that there is nothing that is.
凡圣经中所没有的，
Whatever is not in the Bible.
我们不必须要重视它。
We do not need to emphasize.
所以愿主带领我们能够行走在主话语的光中，
so may the Lord lead us in the light of His word，
接受圣灵的带领，
to accept the leading of the Spirit，
进入基督的丰富，
to enter into the abundance of Christ，
在地上为主做见证，
and bear testimony for the Lord，
在我们的生活中荣耀他的自己，
in our daily lives glorify He Himself。
我想我开头的时候我还是需要把这个点给弟兄姊妹讲清楚，
so as we begin let me share this so that you're clear，
希望我们知道在主在地上的生活中到底我们在追求什么，
so that we will know as we live on earth what we are pursuing.
那么今天早晨呢我已经和弟兄姊妹讲过，
I've already shared with you before.
我们要交通关于圣灵的工作第三个方面。
Today we're going to talk about the third aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit.
讲到圣灵的内住。
Today we're going to share on the indwelling Holy Spirit.
那么现在请弟兄姊妹和我再一同来读一些主的话。
So shall we read some more passages of our Lord's word?
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们先读十六节和十七节。
Let's read verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
这个中文呢说也要在你们里面啊。他那个原文的意思是 abide, 这里有一个住字，要住在你们里面。
Here it says that he will be in you, that he will abide and dwell in you.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
我们再看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn back to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第三十二节和三十三节。
Verse 32 and 33.
约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下住在他的身上，我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
John testified, saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书第三章
First Corinthians chapter 3,
第十六节
Verse 16.
哥林多前书三章十六节岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
第六章
Chapter 6.
第十九节
Verse 19.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
我们再看出埃及记第十五章。
Now let's look at the book of Exodus, chapter 15.
出埃及记第十五章。
Exodus 15.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你要将他们领进去，栽于你产业的山上，耶和华啊，就是你为自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。
You will bring them and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established.
二十五章
，Chapter 25,
第八节
，Verse 8.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them.
我们最后看二十九章。
And lastly, chapter 29.
四十五节和四十六节。
Verses 45 and 46.
我要住在以色列人中间，做他们的神，他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神，是将他们从埃及地领出来的。为要住在他们中间，我是耶和华他们的神。
I will dwell among the sons of Israel and will be their God. They shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
我们昨天晚上讲到
，We've spoken of last night.
圣灵奉差遣到地上来
，That the Holy Spirit has been sent down to earth.
他要做几件重要的事情。
He needs to do several important, glorious things.
他第一个要把我们这些人改变像基督。
First, he is to transform us into the likeness of Christ.
也就是磨成神儿子的形象。
That is to be transformed into the image of His Son.
或者讲得更简单一点，就使我们。成为像基督那样的人
or even more simply put, that we are to be people who are like Christ.
像一个作为一个正常的人
we need to be a normal person.
第二方面
secondly,
他要使我们每一个人都成为有用的人
he wants all of us to be useful to him.
然后第三件事情
and thirdly,
他要把我们众人把他建立成为基督的身体
he is building us all up together to be the body of Christ.
我们说过这是神的目的
we have said that this is God's purpose.
但是弟兄姊妹我们晓得神不仅要叫我们有他的形象与他的样式
however, God not only wants us to merely have his likeness and his image.
神也不仅要我们成为一个有用的人
God not only wants us to be useful.
神的心意还有更进一步
that he has an even deeper desire.
他要住在人里面
he wants to dwell inside of man.
这是神造人的时候一个终极的目的神是要住在人里面
this is his central focus that he wants to dwell in man.
无论是个人无论是整个教会
whether individually or corporately the whole church.
这都是神的心意
this is God's desire.
要神要住在人的里面
his will is to dwell in man.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
在约翰福音第十四章那里
in John chapter 14,
主讲到这另一位保惠师来了
he tells us that when this another comforter comes,
他要永远住在你们的里面
this helper is to forever dwell in you.
所以我们晓得在圣经中提到这个住这个字
and so in Chinese, when we have this word abide,
这个字呢在神荣耀的旨意里面呢是神强烈的心愿。
This word is God's strong desire.
因为神当初造人用意就是有一天他要住在人的里面。
Because when God created man, his desire is to live, dwell in man.
但是我们读 创世纪开头的时候看见人堕落了。
But we see in the beginning of Genesis, man fell.
人成了血气了。
Now man is flesh and blood.
所以到了创世纪第六章的时候啊。
So when we come to Genesis chapter 6.
神很失望。
God was disappointed.
神说呢，人既属乎血气啊。
He said, man is now flesh and blood.
我的灵就不能永远住在他的里面。
My spirit can no longer dwell forever
in him. 因为在那里呢，圣经的话告诉我们呢，那不仅是不能住在里面，是跟圣灵之间呢产生冲突，产生争吵。
The Bible tells us that now, not only can man not dwell, God not dwell in man, but the Spirit of God will now strive together with the Spirit of man.
这说明呢，亚当堕落了。
This says that Adam had fallen.
但是神还是试着要住在他里面。
But God tries to dwell in him.
但住的结果是什么呢？
But the result of dwelling in him,
整天吵架。
Every day they're arguing.
假设今天你跟一个人住在一起，整天吵架。
Let's say that if you live with someone and every day you are fighting.
你受得了吗？
Can you stand it?
所以到了约翰福音，不，到了创世纪第六章的时候呢？
So when we come to Genesis 6.
神没有办法了。
God had no more opportunity.
神说呢，这个整天这么争吵啊，受不了了。
He says, I'm fighting every day. I can't stand it anymore.
所以神说，我的灵就不永远住在人里面。
So God says, my spirit cannot dwell in man.
所以神在那里宣告说呢，人没有办法成为他的居所。
So there he proclaimed that man cannot be his dwelling place.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
圣灵从创世纪第一章开始运行在水面上。
The Holy Spirit in Genesis chapter 1 was hovering above the waters.
但是他一直寻找机会要住在人的身上。
He was looking for an opportunity to live in man.
但是整个旧约的故事告诉我们，
But in the entire Old Testament story it tells us,
圣灵可以临到人的身上。
The Holy Spirit can come upon man.
但是没有办法住在人身上。
But cannot live, dwell in man.
所以我们英文圣经里面呢，这个圣灵用这个 Holy Ghost 这个字啊，这是一个很有意思的字。
So in English, this term or name, Holy Ghost, is very
interesting. 这个 ghost 的这个字就是一个附身，附在人身上。
This ghost is a type of a spirit. A ghost.
所以呢，在新旧约时代中，神的灵只能附在人身上。一附在谁身上，谁就有能力了，是吧？
And so in the Old Testament time, when this ghost came upon a person, that person had power.
一附在大卫身上，大卫一弹琴，魔鬼就跑了。
As soon as this ghost came upon David, now David was full of power and he could play the harp and the demons would run away.
附在参孙的身上，参孙的力气就大得不得了。
He would come upon Samson and Samson had great strength.
但是他不能住在人的里面。
But he could not live, dwell in man.
所以旧约呢，圣灵成了应许的圣灵，神只能应许。
And so that is why in the Old Testament he's called the Spirit of Promise.
神的灵没有办法住在人的身上。
God's Spirit could not abide in man.
所以这个日子呢，拖延了几千年之久。
And so in these days it has been delayed for several thousands of years.
弟兄姊妹，只等到一个时候来到。
Up until a certain time.
这个是个什么时候呢？
What time was that?
就是主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
That is when our Lord Jesus came in the flesh to this world.
因为全人类都堕落了。
Because all mankind had fallen.
神要住在人里面不能住。
And God cannot dwell in man.
主耶稣就道成肉身成为人。
So our Lord Jesus came in the form of a body.
他代替我们。
As a substitute for us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主耶稣三十岁的时候。
When our Lord Jesus was 30 years old.
当他来到约旦河接受施洗约翰的洗。
And when he came to River Jordan and he accepted the baptism of John.
所以当他从水里上来的时候。
When he came up out of the water.
哇，圣灵就像鸽子一样降在主的身上。
The Holy Spirit came down like a dove.
施洗约翰做见证。
And John the Baptist testified.
他说我看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上。
He said, I have seen the Spirit come down and he...Now abides in him.
这时候他可以用这个住这个字。
And now he could use this word abide.
因为圣灵终于找到一个人。
Because the Holy Spirit now has finally found a person.
圣灵是可以住在其中的。
A person in whom he could dwell.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个住这个字啊。
This dwell, this abide.
我们中文也解释就是安家。
In Chinese, this is found a home.
终于圣灵找到家了。
Finally, the Holy Spirit found a home.
几千年神这个圣灵在人类的历史中找不到落脚之处。
After thousands of years, the Holy Spirit could not find a place that he could find a dwelling place.
终于主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
Finally, our Lord Jesus came in the flesh.
在这个完全的人身上。
In this complete person.
圣灵 找到了居住的所在。
The Holy Spirit found a dwelling place.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道神的心意是多么渴望能住在人的里面。
We see how much God desires to dwell in man.
虽然在旧约的时代中
Even though in the Old Testament time,
神的灵没有办法住在人的里面。
God's Spirit could not dwell in man.
但是神这个心思从来没有停止过。
But God's desire never stopped.
所以他知道他不能住在人里面怎么办呢
So what could he do if he could not dwell in man?
但是他仍旧愿意与人同住。
Yet he's still willing to dwell with man.
弟兄姊妹，这就是西乃山的故事。
This is the story of Mount Sinai.
啊，神要摩西在地上为他建造什么一个会幕。
God on Mount Sinai told Moses to construct a tabernacle, a temple.
其实呢，这个建造会幕呢，就是我们这个美国人讲的 camping.
This tabernacle actually is what we Americans call camping.
啊，你说神带领以色列百姓200万人出了埃及。
Because several hundreds of thousands of Israelites came out of Egypt.
在这个旷野的地方呢 ，camping 了40年呢。
In this wilderness, they camped for 40 years.
所有的以色列百姓都要搭帐篷嘛，对不对
？All Israelites had to.
他们在旷野里面搭帐篷。
Set up tents to live.
所以神知道没有办法住在人里面。
And so God knows He cannot dwell in man.
但是神的心呢是那么的爱他的百姓。
But because He loves His people so much.
神就对摩西说：“你也给我搭个帐篷吧。
”So He said to Moses, "Build a tent for me too."
那个就是会幕，你知道吗
？That was the tent.
当然，那个今天我们讲的会幕是个神圣的地方。
Of course, we know the tabernacle is a very holy place.
其实呢，说的白一点，就是一个帐篷。
But very plainly speaking,
不过那是神住的帐篷，不是人住的帐篷。
It's God's tent, not man's tent.
所以有点不一样。
It's different.
神虽然不能住在人里面
，Even though God cannot dwell in man，
但是神好像跟他的百姓靠近一点，住在他们中间，他心里面好像也比较得安慰。
He wants to be close to his people. As he dwells among them, at least he's comforted in some amount.
你知道吗？这是不得已的。
You know, he was unwilling. He had no other choice.
他多爱我们。
He loves us.
他多愿意住在我们里面。
He really wants to dwell in us.
他多愿意住在他百姓的里面。
He wants to dwell in his people.
但是呢，整个的堕落的那个情形，叫他没有办法达到他的心意。
But because of the condition of the fall, it could not reach his will.
所以神只好对摩西说
So that is why God said to Moses,
你给我搭一个帐篷
Build me a tent.
让我能够住在以色列百姓的当中
So I can dwell among the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹们这个在旧约时代中神能住在他们中间这已经是非常大的福气了
This was already a great privilege for the people that God would dwell among them.
天下的万族当中啊
Among all the nations of this world.
只有以色列这个民族啊神可以与他们同住
Only the nation of Israel, God could dwell with them.
弟兄姊妹，这代表什么？你知道吗
？What does this represent?
我们的神多伟大
！Our God is so awesome.
多荣耀
！So glorious.
他只要住在他百姓的中间呢
？If he dwells among his people,
我们知道这个仇敌就不能做什么的。
We know then that the enemy cannot do anything now.
啊，我很多年前呢，到新加坡去。
Many years ago, I went to Singapore.
啊，那么有一天呢，一个弟兄开车带我去聚会。
One day, a brother he took me in his car to the meeting.
他经过一个地方
，and he passed by a place.
他说：“你知道吗？这个地方是我们整个新加坡最安全的地方。”
He said, "Do you know that this place is the most safe place in all of Singapore?"
为什么呢
？Why?
因为总统府在那里。
Because the president lived there.
警察最多。
And there's the most police.
所以住在那里的人最安全。
So the people around that area were the most safe.
那么弟兄姊妹，只不过是个总统。
But that's only a president.
其实我们现在晓得，总统府又是最不安全的地方。
But we also know that the place of the president's location is also the most
unsafe. 但是如果是神住在这里
，But if God dwells here,
那么还有谁敢来呢？对不对
？Who dare would come close?
哪里有什么仇敌的权势敢来呢
？What enemy would dare come close?
但是以色列人并不懂得神与他们同住的宝贵。
But the Israelites did not understand the preciousness of God.
所以他们常常毁坏神的家。
So oftentimes they corrupted God's
house. 毁坏会幕。
Corrupted the tabernacle.
就有时候逼着神呢，没有办法要离开。
Force God to leave.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
虽然有的时候神勉强离开了
，Even though God, He was very unwilling in leaving.
你如果读以西结书啊
，If you read the book of Ezekiel,
那里有一幅图画形容，真是叫我们读起来都感觉很心酸的。
There is an illustration that causes us to feel so bad when we read.
是神的儿女们逼着神离开了。
It's the children of God who forced God away.
但是神离开的时候呢，每走几步路就停一下。
But God, when He was departing, He would go several steps and stop.
因为神舍不得离开他的百姓。
Why? Because He was so unwilling to leave his people.
所以呢，你看见那个荣耀从那个约柜到了门槛。
And so we see that the glory went from the ark
到了墙角,
to the threshold,
最后到了外面,
to the wall, to outside,
一步一步的离开,
step by step,
到最后呢, 就停留在这个耶路撒冷对面的橄榄山上。
Until finally, he went to the nearby Mount of Olives next to it.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
只有我们呢, 常常不在意他。
It's often us who do not care about him.
他真是太在意我们。
But he truly cares for us.
他太愿意跟我们在一起。
He so desires to want to be with us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在旧约时代中，神已经表露他的里面的一个强烈的欲望。
In the Old Testament, he already illustrates to us his strong desire.
他愿意与人同住。
He so wants to dwell with us.
但是呢，人堕落，他没有办法住在人的里面。
But after the fall of man, he cannot dwell inside of man.
所以只能搭个会幕，搭个帐幕。
He can only pitch a tent.
那么到了一个时候呢，见了大卫呢，因为爱神呢。
And David, because of his love for God.
但是神也不能住在大卫里面，对不对？
But God cannot dwell in David either.
那么大卫呢，
right?
还有一个爱神的心，为神建造了这个圣殿。
Because of David's love for God, he built the temple for him.
神就住在圣殿里面。
And so God could dwell in the temple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们晓得是整个旧约图画告诉我们。
Entire Old Testament illustration shows us
神的那个要住在人里面的心愿没有办法达成。
That God's strong desire to dwell inside of man cannot be accomplished.
他是何等的不能满足呢？
How he cannot be satisfied.
只等到主耶稣来了。
Until our Lord Jesus came.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
当主来的时候，
when our Lord Jesus came,
他从水里面上来，
when he came up from the water,
哇，不仅圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上，
not only did the Holy Spirit descend like a dove.
那么神也亲自出来说话。
But God himself also spoke.
这是我的爱子。
He said, this is my beloved son.
是我所喜悦的。
In whom I love.
神的心啊，也因着主耶稣基督道成肉身里面得着满足。
God's heart now was satisfied through our Lord Jesus coming in the flesh.
至少经过了这几千年之后。
At least through these several thousand years.
神的儿子道成肉身成为的人。
The Son of God now has come in the flesh as man.
一个正常人。
Now a normal man.
终于使神的灵可以住在他的里面。
And finally, the Spirit of God can dwell in him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主不仅他的自己成了圣灵安家的地方。
Not only is our Lord the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
他也完成救恩。
He also accomplished salvation.
他把我们这些堕落的人拯救回来。
For all of us who have fallen away, he has saved us back.
那么主把我们救回来呢，不仅脱离仇敌的手。
He not only saved us out of the clutches of the enemy.
不仅罪得洁净。
And not only our sins
have been cleansed. 还有一个非常重要的一个心意。
But now there's a very important desire.
他要使我们成为圣灵的居所。
He also wants us to be the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
我希望弟兄姊妹们能够记住这一个。
I hope brothers and sisters we can remember this.
你不要光以为说你现在得救将来上天堂你就满足了。
Now that you are saved, you can go to heaven, you are satisfied. No.
不，主的救恩终极的目的，最高的目的。
God's central focus, the deepest purpose of His salvation for you.
主付重大代价的那个结果。
The final result of His heavy price.
要叫你我成为神的居所。
So that you and I can be the dwelling place for God.
这个才是神救恩的终极的目的。
This is a central focus of His salvation.
是主来了，是神的旧约的应许得成就。
The Lord came so that the promise of the Old Testament can be accomplished.
所以呢，因此呢。我们蒙恩得救的人
so, for all of us who are saved,
现在可以成为圣灵的居所。
Now we can become the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒保罗就说了。
And so the Apostle Paul says,
每一个基督徒的个人，
every individual child of God,
我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
Our body is a temple for the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵居住的所在。
It's the dwelling place of the Spirit of God.
在以弗所书里面，他更告诉我们。
In Ephesians, he tells us even more.
神建造教会所有的目的。
The purpose of him building the church.
就是要叫他成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So that this place can be the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么是教会啊？
So what is the church, brothers and sisters?
教会不是宗教团体。
It is not a religious group, organization.
这不是我们光光搞活动的地方。
It's not a place where we have activities.
我们必须很清楚。
We need to be very clear.
教会乃是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
The church is the dwelling place of the Spirit of God.
所以我们建立教会就是要让神有居所。
We build the church so that God can have a dwelling place.
这个才是真正的目的呢。
This is a true focus, purpose.
所以教会不是什么慈善机关，也不是什么学校。
So the church is not merely a good organization or a school.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须很清楚。
We need to be very clear.
教会乃是 神借着圣灵居住的所在。
The church is the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
我们真是盼望主让我们能够像大卫一样。
We truly desire to be like David.
在地上一心为耶和华寻得居住的所在。
That in all his days he was seeking for a dwelling place for Jehovah.
我们晓得在旧约圣经里面呢。
We know that in the Old Testament.
会幕圣殿都解释这件事情。
The tabernacle and the temple of God, it all explains this.
它不仅是神的居所。
Not only is it the dwelling place for God.
也是神设立宝座的地方。
But also the place where he establishes his throne.
哇，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们需要主给我们里面有这样的一个荣耀的看见。
We need to have this glorious vision.
我们的个人是圣灵的殿。
Individually, we are the temple of God.
教会更是圣灵的殿。
And the church, even more so, is also the temple of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们能察觉到、知道、认识主与我们同在这件事情。
If you can search out and understand this matter of God dwelling with us.
这实在是我们莫大的一个福气。
This is a great privilege for us.
所以今天圣灵背负的使命。
That is why the Holy Spirit has been entrusted with His commission.
他在我们里面改变我们。
That He is to transform us.
建立我们。
To build us up.
他要把我们众人建造成为神可以居住的所在。
So that all of us together can be built into the dwelling place for God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
有神的同在。
When there's God's presence,
有神住在里面,
when God is dwelling inside,
这可以说是我们呢人所能得着最大的福气。
We can say that this is the greatest privilege of all men.
我们可以说只要有他，你什么都不需要害怕。
When we have him, we don't have to be afraid of anything.
你看在旧约圣经里面,
look at the Old Testament.
神用约瑟的故事告诉我们。
God used the story of Joseph to teach us.
约瑟这个17岁之后经历了非常坎坷非常艰难的生活。
Joseph, after the age of 17, experienced great suffering in his daily life.
但是在那13年最艰难的这个生活的里面。
But in the most difficult days of his 13 years.
有一件事情是他里面最大的支柱和力量。
One thing inside of him gave him strength, gave him security.
耶和华与他同在。
That is, Jehovah was with him.
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么呢
？What does this tell us？
我们知道我们神有多伟大吗
？Do you know how awesome your God is？
整个宇宙都容不下他。
The entire universe cannot contain him。
这么伟大的神
，Such an awesome God。
现在与约瑟同在
，Now is with Joseph。
那你想想看，约瑟还怕什么难处呢
？So what difficulty would Joseph be afraid of？
约瑟还怕什么仇敌呢
？What enemy would Joseph be
afraid of？ 所以难怪那十三年的这个。艰苦的日子
So no wonder in those 13 years of difficult days
成为约瑟一生中间宝贵的经历
allowed Joseph to have very precious experience
因为只要有神同在什么都不需要害怕
Because when he has the presence of God he has nothing
to fear 那还只不过是什么耶和华神与他同在
Because Jehovah was with him
今天我们在新约中承受着更大的福气
Today in the New Testament time we have an even greater privilege
因为神住在我们里面
Because God dwells in us
我们知道圣灵来了
The Holy Spirit has come.
就把父与子的同在都带到我们里面。
Has brought in the presence of the Father and the Son.
我们这个人呢，我们真是不敢想象，今天我们里面承受这么大的福气。
It's hard for us to imagine that we have now such a great privilege.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
如果你懂得这一个道理。
If you understand this.
你也活在这个其中。
And you live in this.
你就任何仇敌你也不需要惧怕。
Then you do not have to fear any enemy.
约翰。在约翰一书第四章第四节这样说。
First John 4:4 also tells us.
这实在圣经中的大话。
This is a great word in the Bible.
他说那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
弟兄姊妹记住这句话。
Do remember this phrase.
以后你遇见任何难处的时候。
Whenever you encounter any difficulty.
遇见任何仇敌的攻击的时候。
When you encounter any attack of the enemy.
你要记住这句话。
Remember this phrase.
今天圣灵在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit is in you today.
神在你的里面。
God is in you today.
那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Is greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
那还有什么可怕的呢
Then what do you have to fear?
今天我们看见很多时候神的儿女们呢常常讲哎呦今天仇敌很厉害撒旦多么凶猛
Today we hear some Christians say Today the enemy was so severe He was roaring against me
哎呀，我们真像以色列百姓。
We're truly like the Israelites.
你看以色列百姓刚进迦南地时，他们说什么呢
？What did the Israelites say as soon as they first entered into Canaan? They saw the enemy and they were greatly afraid.
他说呢，我们看他们那是大巨人。
We see them as if they're great giants.
啊，我们自己看自己像蚱蜢。
And we see ourselves like small grasshoppers.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多神的儿女们都是有这种心理啊。
A lot of children of God today, we have this attitude.
所以常常夸耀神，魔鬼多厉害，仇敌多么凶猛。
We exaggerate how big and how severe the enemy is.
不错的，我们是一个软弱的人，站在仇敌的跟前，我们实在算不得什么。
Yes, indeed, we are weak. When we stand in the presence of the enemy, we do not count for anything.
但是不要忘记一件事情。
But do not forget.
那在我们里面的，比那在世界上的更大。
He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们在仇敌跟前不是蚱蜢。
In front of the enemy, we are not grasshoppers.
我们是神的居所。
We are the dwelling place of God.
神住在我们里面呢。
God dwells inside of us.
有什么可怕呢？
What do you need to be afraid of?
所以加勒跟约书亚的心智不一样。
And so the attitude of Caleb and Joshua are
different. 他说我们上去足够能得胜。
They said we can't go up, we will gain the victory.
因为那与我们同在的，那么比那个世界上那是根本不能比的。
Because he who is with us cannot be compared with he who is in the world.
我们晓得今天的神还留魔鬼在那里。
We know that God still allows the devil.
是有他的用意。
To remain there, he has his use.
是给教会啊，那么好的试验考验。
He is testing the church.And giving us good tests.
其实主讲呢，他显现出他用他脸上的荣光，用他口中的细气，就可以把仇敌废掉了，对不对？
Honestly speaking, he could use just the breath of his mouth and the light of his face to vanquish him.
主今天只要吹口气，魔鬼就没有了。
He just breathed upon the enemy, and the enemy would be gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们不需要惧怕任何的仇敌。
We do not need to be afraid of any enemy.
如果你能知道圣灵今天在你里面的工作
，If you know the work of the Holy Spirit in you today，
弟兄姊妹，我们是多么蒙福的一般人。
Then brothers and sisters, we are.
我们也不怕任何的变化。
We have not changed.
哇，我们晓得今天我们生活在一个大变化的时代。
We do not need to be afraid of any change. We are in a time of great change.
哇，整个时局世界天天在变化。
Every day, this world is changing so much.
哎呀，多少的危险在我们的周围。
There are so many dangers.Surrounding us.
哇，我们很多神的儿女们天天看新闻，心里面也胆战心惊。
And when we watch the news, we are also greatly afraid.
不，弟兄姊妹们。
But no.
你看见这个世界上面情况的变化。
When you see the changes of this world.
你要记住。
Remember.
圣灵在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is in us.
那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.
所以你知道这个，你根本不需要畏惧这个。环境上的改变。
So when you know this, you do not need to fear the changes of the environment.
主的话告诉我们呢。
And the Lord's
word. 你在地上一看见这个地上这种乱象的时候啊。
The Lord tells us when you see all of these.
神的儿女应该怎样？应该挺胸昂首啊。
You need to stand up, lift up
your head. 因为我们得赎的日子近了，对不对？
Because the day of our salvation is near.
所以神的儿女们。
So as children of God.
很可惜，我们领受了非常大的祝福。
Sadly, we have received a great blessing.
但是呢，我们不知道。
But we don't know it.
我们也不自觉。
And we don't feel it.
所以因此一直活在软弱的情况。
So we constantly live in weakness.
教会今天也是这样，一直活在软弱的情况。
The church is constantly living in weakness.
这是不应该有的情况。
We ought not to be in this condition.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不能忽略圣灵的工作。
So brothers and sisters, do not neglect the work of the Holy
Spirit. 我们爱主，我们为主做见证。
We love the Lord. We testify for the
Lord. 我们要得着基督，要享受基督。
We gain Christ and we enjoy Christ.
但是你不能忽略圣灵在里面的工作。
But do not neglect the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果你懂得这个。
If you know this,
今天你知道圣灵已经把神的同在已经带到我们里面，也是住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit has already brought the presence of God in us to dwell in us,
并且是永远住在里面。
And to dwell in us forever.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这是何等大的福气。
This is such a great privilege.
你不必惧怕任何的环境。
You have no need to fear of the environment.
我再讲一个我自己的一个经历啊。
Let me give you my own experience.
我就帮助一些比较年幼的弟兄姊妹。
To help some of the younger brothers and sisters.
也许有些弟兄姊妹听过我讲过这些。
And perhaps you have heard.
这是我自己的亲身经历。
Some of my own stories. These are my own experiences.
我二十几岁的时候。
When I was in my twenties.
那么有一次呢，我被请到一个乡下的地方去传福音。
One time I was invited to share the gospel in a countryside.
啊，那个 传完福音之后啊
，And after sharing the gospel，
那么我要骑脚踏车呢，要回我住的地方去。
I needed to ride my bicycle back to where I was living。
那么传过福音呢，晚上已经都九点十点多了，大家交通到十点多。
And after the gospel meeting， the time had passed， it was already past nine， it was almost ten。
啊，有个弟兄好心跟我讲，他孙弟，我告诉你一条近路，你骑脚踏车回去比较快。
And so one brother said， brother son， let me tell you， there is a shortcut。So that you could ride your bike back.
我一听说近路，那太好了。
And when I heard shortcut, I thought great.
所以我就骑那个车就照他指示的近路。
So I rode my bike according to the path he told me.
结果那是条什么路呢
？But what kind of road was that?
是一个在田间的一个小路。
It was a small trail inside a field.
并且那个路啊，那个坑坑洞洞的。
And there were a lot of ditches in that field.
所以我骑那个脚踏车很不舒服的，坑啊坑啊坑啊坑。
I constantly hit those ditches as I was riding my bicycle.
那晚上又黑，那天又没有月亮，整个是完全。漆黑一片。
It was pitch black. There was no moonlight to guide my way.
我想我骑到什么地方来了
？And I thought, where am I going?
骑到最后，哎，看前面的一个小小的灯亮。
I rode to a point where I saw a very small light.
哎，我想好了，终于有人家了。
And I thought, okay, good, finally, someone's home.
我就骑到那里去。
And so I rode there.
骑到那去一看呢，是一个大碑，一个碑。
And I saw that it was a great monument there.
那么上面一个小灯。
And there was a small light at the top of the monument.
哎呦，上面写什么呢
？And on top of it, what did it say?
陆军公墓。
It's the road for the military.
哇，我想半夜骑到墓地来了。
Or a cemetery. I said, oh my goodness, in the middle of the night, I'm at a cemetery.
我们都知道，在美国呢，这个坟墓地还不太可怕。
We know that in the U.S. cemeteries are not very scary places.
但是晚上叫你一个人进去，你也不舒服，对不对
？But if you are to go alone by yourself at night, you don't feel very comfortable.
哇、
right? ，
我们中国人的那个坟墓很可怕的。
But for Chinese people, our cemeteries are very creepy.
那么一包一包的、啊，然后有的还破了。
Because some of the tombstones are all broken.
我在那就犹豫，我想怎么办
？And so I thought to myself, what am I going to do?
心里面实在有点恐惧啊。
I felt terror inside.
又没有人。
There was no one there.
半夜。
In the middle of the night,
那么黑
it was very dark.
跑到个公墓来了
and I've come to a cemetery.
哎呀，在那里我心里很犹豫
and so I was worried.
我开始有点埋怨，这个弟兄给我指的什么路啊
and I complained in my heart. What kind of road did my brother tell me?
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？But brothers and sisters,
就在那个时候
，it was at that time.
忽然之间，主的话进来了。
All of a sudden, the word of God came.
那在我里面的，比那在世界上的更大。
He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world.
神在我里面有什么可怕的呢
？God is in me, so what do I need to be afraid of?
我说我这一辈子还没见过鬼呢，出几个鬼来看看嘛。
And so I thought to myself, I haven't met some demons yet. I better, I could meet some demons now. But it's better not to look at these type of things.
但是那个时候我心里是这样的。
But at that time, that's how I felt.
忽然之间这个胆，整个胆气壮起来。
Because all of a sudden, I felt courageous.
哇，我就骑着车从那个公墓里面过去。
And so I rode my bike through the cemetery.
结果什么事也没有。
And nothing happened.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们的一生呢，经过很多很多这些可怕的环境。
In all of our lives, we will encounter many very terrible or scary situations.
当然有的环境那个遇见的情况呢，比这个什么这些更难。
And some situations will be much more difficult than this.
如果今天我们的眼只看环境
，Today in with our eyes, if we only focus on the environment and only on the problems,
我们就上当了，对不对
？Then you will lose courage.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
请我们记得
，Please remember,
今天你已经蒙恩得救了
，You are saved.
神的灵住在你里面
，and the Spirit of God dwells in you。
圣灵在你的里面
，the Holy Spirit is in you。
就是神在你里面
，that is God is in you。
我再说
，I say again。
那在我们里面的，比那在世界上的更大。
He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world。
有什么可怕的呢
？What do you need to be afraid of？
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord。
他是何等的爱我们。
He truly loves us。
不仅这样
，not only so。
这位。圣灵住在我们里面。
This Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
他成了我们里面生命的泉源。
He now is the source of our life.
是一个永远取之不尽、用之不绝的一个活水的泉源。
This is a fountain of living water that will never run dry.
所以你懂得圣灵住在你里面。
So if you know that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and you know how to rely on Him,
弟兄姊妹们就没有任何那个时候你会感觉缺乏的。
Then at no point in time will you ever find that you lack.
大卫写诗篇二十三篇呢。
When David wrote Psalm 23,
他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致什么。”
So,
缺乏。
Jehovah who is with me, I have no want.
那主呢才是在外面，对不对呀？
Because the Lord at that time he was out.
所以他有需要的时候还要跑到主那里去要呢。
When there was a need, David at that time he had to go to the Lord.
但今天主在哪里呀？
But today where is the Lord?
就在我们里面。
He is inside of us.
就你到哪里，他就在哪里。
So wherever you go, that's where he is.
你碰见什么环境，他就在那里。
Whatever environment you touch, that he is there.
弟兄姊妹，我为着这个，我实在是满心感谢我的主。
For this, I want to thank my God with all my heart.
我多次跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
And I have told brothers and sisters
many
times.
我这个人呢，这个器皿很小啊。
As a vessel, I am small.
这个很贫穷的。
I am very poor.
让我呢，今天呢，不断的供应，不断的这样的讲道，实在是很为难。
To allow me to provide, to constantly preach, it is very difficult.
那我们的知识也很有限。
Our knowledge is very limited.
那你靠什么呢？
What do you have to rely on?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
圣灵在里面。
The Holy Spirit is in us.
是活水的泉源。
He is the fount of living water.
所以他一直引导我到今天。
So he constantly has led me to today.
他也一直叫我侍奉到今天。
And he has allowed me to serve until today.
哎呀，我常常碰见有些弟兄姊妹们服侍主就觉得哎呀枯干了，里面什么都没有了。
I have met some brothers and sisters. They've served to such a point where they are dry. They have nothing left.
那么呢，好像呢。要讲道呢，也没什么东西好讲了。
And when it's time to preach, they don't have anything else to say.
弟兄姊妹，这说明一件什么事情
？What does this tell us?
你是活在外面
，You're living outwardly.
你没活在里面
，You're not living inwardly.
如果你活在里面
，If you live inwardly,
它永远不干涸的。
It will never run dry.
所以耶利米啊，神借着他指责以色列百姓呢。
That is why God has said through Jeremiah to the Israelites.
神对以色列百姓说
，God said to the Israelites,
你们离开我的活水的泉源
，You have left the fount of living water.
为自己凿成了破裂不可盛水的池子。
And you go find cisterns that cannot hold water that are broken.
今天很多人侍奉主，人就靠着那个池子的水啊。
A lot of people, as we serve, we are surrounding those cisterns of water.
我们需要读很多的书。
We need to read a lot of books. We have to have a lot of knowledge.
啊，你知道有一个传道人呢。
You know, there's a preacher.
怎么样告诉年轻人来准备道吗？
How did he teach young people to prepare for messages?
他说你最好常常看报纸。
He said, read the newspaper often.
报纸上有那个笑话故事，你就剪下来。
Because when there are jokes in the newspaper, cut it, clip it.
所以后来呢，他来不及剪。他的太太就帮他剪。
And so when he had no time, his wife had to go clip the jokes.
那么上讲台的时候，就很多笑话，很多故事可以讲。
So when he was up on the pulpit, he had a lot of jokes and stories.
你知道他也很有名啊。
And he became very famous.
哇，在很得这个基督徒的欢喜啊。
And a lot of Christians were very happy.
因为听他讲到不会睡觉的。
Because when they listened to him, they would not fall asleep.
你只要听他讲到，你定会是很快乐。
If you hear him preach, you would be very happy.
他这样教导人的。
This is how he taught people.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这样吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we need to be like that?
不。
No.
我们要记得，我们里面有个活水的泉源。
You need to remember, you have the fount of living water.
这个丰盛的生命就在我们里面。
This abundant life is within us.
圣灵在里面引导这个活泉往前流。
And this Holy Spirit is leading that water to flow forward.
应该在我们身上越来越丰富。
So that in us it is more and more abundant.
我今天。我敢讲这样的话。
Today, I dare say these words.
因为主让我有一点点的经历。
Because the Lord has allowed me to have some experience. This is God's great mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不是在我里面有，在你里面也有。
It's not that I have it, but you have it as well.
只有你回到圣灵的这个地方，接受他的带领。
When you come back to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
你不会有一个干涸的时候，干旱的时候，你也不会有用尽的一个时候。
You will not have a time of dryness, and you will not have a time where you've used everything up.
不仅这样。
Not only so.
今天圣经中所有的话语。
But all of the words of the Bible.
因为你知道神的灵住在你里面。
Because you know that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
你就知道神的应许是一定要成就的。
You know that God's promises will be accomplished.
主怎样说，事情一定怎样成就在我们身上。
How the Lord has spoken, it must be done in us.
因为你知道很多时候我们读圣经啊。
Because you know many times when we read the Bible.
我们读是读了，但是我们并不相信这个话能应验在我们身上。
We have read it, but we do not believe that it will come to pass in us.
但是神所说的每一句话在我们身上都要应验的。
But every single word of God spoken will be passed in us. It will be done.
虽然今天还没有应验，
even though today it hasn't come to pass.
但是因为我摸到圣灵在里面的同在，我就有这个把握了。
When we touch the presence of the Holy Spirit, we have this assurance.
那么像以弗所书第五章里面讲到，
like in Ephesians chapter 5,
神要建立他的教会是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
That he will establish his church, which is pure and blameless.
我们在教会历史上有看到这样的教会吗？
In church history, have we seen a church like that?
有吗？
Have we?
没有。
No.
连我们自己也是 没有。
Even we ourselves, we're not.
说这个可以实现的吗
？So when we read this, we say, can this truly happen?
是你看眼见的环境是不可能的。
Yes, if you look right in, around you in your environment,
但是你摸到里面圣灵的同在。
But if you touch the presence of the Holy Spirit within you,
你就知道这是一定要应验。
You will know that this will come to pass.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们所盼望的一切。
All that we hope for,
都要得着成就。
In the Holy Spirit, all that we hope for will be done.
这是主给我们莫大的恩典。
This is the Lord's great grace.
还有一个很宝贵的事情。
Another very important, precious matter.
就是呢，圣灵在我们的里面呢。
The Holy Spirit within us.
它恢复我们里面的秩序。
He can recover the right order inside of us.
我们知道，我们人是灵魂体。这个秩序。
We know that we need to be as man the order of spirit, soul, and body.
当亚当吃了分别善恶树的果子之后呢
？After Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这个魂变大了。
The soul expanded.
这个灵枯萎了。
And the spirit withered.
所以弟兄姊妹就开始不正常了。
And so now we are abnormal.
等到一个地步，我们的魂呢，又为我们这个败坏的身体来效力。
To such a point where our soul is now serving our body.
那就更不正常了。
This is even more abnormal.
所以呢，保罗就告诉我们，变成属天。天然的人，我们变成属魂的人，变成属肉体的人。
So that is why Paul tells us now we are natural, we are fleshly.
那就是一个不正常的人。
This is a very abnormal person.
为什么你里面的这个秩序不正常
？Why? Because the order within you is abnormal.
当初神造人的时候呢，这个身体应该受魂的支配，魂应该受灵的支配。
Originally, when God created man, the body ought to be underneath the soul, and the soul underneath the spirit.
但是在我们里面，这个整个秩序打乱了。
But now the order is completely mixed up.
并且呢，我们这个魂，我们这个己，我的感觉，我的喜好，我的决定，哇，都变成我们里面非常强大的力量。
And now the soul is a great power, great strength. My own desires, my wants, my will, everything is about the self.
所以我们个人的生活不正常，家庭生活也不正常，整个社会也不正常。
So our family life is abnormal. Our personal lives are abnormal. All society is abnormal.
所以弄得教会里。里面也变得不正常。
And the entire church is abnormal as well.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
现在圣灵来住在你的里面。
Now the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
他住在里面怎么样？恢复这个秩序。
He dwells in you to now recover this order.
他带领我们经历基督十字架的工作。
To allow you to experience the work of the cross.
叫我们的魂受到对付。
So that your soul is dealt with.
叫我们学习舍己。
To teach you to deny yourself.
结果你就看见一个基督徒逐渐就开始改变了。
And so you see gradually a Christian begins to change.
就好像啊，在创世纪开头一样。
Just like at the beginning of Genesis.
整个天地是整个地是嘛，空虚混沌，渊灭黑暗。
The entire world was formless and void. It was completely dark.
所以弟兄姊妹们呢，圣经的描述是非常真切的。
The Bible's illustrations are very true.
我越来越感觉是这样。
I really feel that that is how it is.
你有时候照镜子，你觉得自己还蛮不错的。
You look in the mirror, you think you're pretty good.
其实呢，如果你在主的光中啊，你就得承认。
But if you are honest in God's presence, you need to acknowledge.
我们里面真是空虚、混沌、渊灭、黑暗。
That we are formless and void. We are full of darkness within.
不管你多聪明
，doesn't matter how smart you are.
多有才干
，or how skillful you are.
你里面就是空虚、混沌、渊灭、黑暗。
In you is formless and void and full of darkness.
我们最好早点承认。
It's better to acknowledge
你早点承认，早蒙拯救。
Acknowledge it sooner, you will be saved earlier.
圣灵就可以在你里面做工。
And the Holy Spirit can work in you. Because now the Spirit is
hovering
around to bring in life.
结果你就看见了，我们里面就好像那个神所创造的那个天地的六天的光景一样。
And then we had the condition of God creating the entire world in those six days.
从这个杂乱的光景中，慢慢的变成整齐了。
From a very chaotic condition now to a very orderly condition.
哇，慢慢的，开头有点光出来了。
Gradually some light comes.
开始慢慢的，里面有土地出来了。
And now we have the soil, the earth.
慢慢可以长出草，结出果子了。
Now we can have grass and fruit.
慢慢的，这些生物的光景都出现了。
And different living creatures.
所以你看见。本来是空虚、混沌、渊灭、黑暗的光景。
Previously, it was a condition of darkness.
因为神的灵、神的话的工作。
But because of the work of the Spirit of God in His Word.
他就从这些杂乱无章的东西，慢慢的变得怎么样？整齐，变得有。
From a very chaotic condition, now everything is orderly.
你知道吗？这就是圣灵今天在我们里面的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us today.
那么呢，他就叫我们本来很丑陋的，慢慢的变成了美丽的。
Previously, we were ugly, but now we become beautiful.
这个 Andrew Murray 弟兄讲得很好啊。
Andrew Murray says this very well.
他说圣灵的工作来了。
He says the work of the Holy Spirit has come.
他总是使那个低级的变成高级的。
He makes the very base something and elevates it.
我们以为说地上的这个什么学问呢、啊、 学士啊，这些地位呢，会使我们变成高级哪里？
Oftentimes we think that that which is very honorable are those that are very philosophical, scholarly, very intelligent.
这个有经验的人就知道了。
For those who have experience in schools, you know, or at work.
位置很高，但是一点都不高级。
They're very high in position, but they're not honorable at all.
是不是呢？
Isn't that right?
真正的高级是圣灵在我们里面把这个低级的变成高级。
To be very high and honorable means that the Holy Spirit takes that which is very base, very lowly and elevates.
我们本来很背叛的。
We previously were very rebellious.
慢慢的就变成顺服了。
But gradually we obey.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
神首先在我们这些人的里面恢复这个秩序。
God first recovers this right order inside of us.
这是圣灵何等宝贵的工作啊。
This is a very precious work of
the Holy Spirit. 所以每一个人都要学习跟圣灵配合。
So all of us, we need to learn to cooperate with the Spirit.
让他在你里面做归正的工作。
Allow him to do the work of reorganization. To do the work of change.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们常常讲教会没有秩序。
We often say the church has no order.
教会的秩序在哪里啊？
Where is the order in the church?
教会的秩序在我们每个人的里面。
The order in the church is inside every one of us.
我们人里面的秩序被恢复了。
When the order within us is recovered,
教会自然就有秩序了。
Then naturally the church will have order.
这个秘诀在这里。
This is a secret.
所以我们如果今天呢，这个里面的秩序打乱了。
So today, if the order within us is all mixed up.
所以呢，我们会把环境也弄乱。
We will also confuse the environment as well.
所以今天圣灵在我们里面的工作。
So the work of the Holy Spirit
today. 何等的美丽啊！
Is truly beautiful.
何等的宝贵啊！
Is truly precious.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers,
神要用人作为他的居所。
God wants to use man as his dwelling.
这实在是神高抬我们。
God truly elevates us.
这实在是神恩待我们。
This is God's great grace.
是神把极大的荣耀赐给我们。
God has given us great glory.
所以今天我们必须要明白一件事情。
So today we need to understand.
今天你蒙恩得救了。
Today if you are saved by grace.
神的灵就开始住在你的里面。
The Spirit of God dwells in you.
那么也许我们要问呢。
Then perhaps we ask.
那么今天圣灵住在我们什么地方呢？
So now, where exactly does the Spirit dwell inside?
你有没有察觉到圣灵住在哪里呢？
Have you searched out where exactly the Holy Spirit dwells?
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道圣灵不能住在人的魂里面。
We know that the Spirit cannot dwell in man's soul.
如果住在人魂里面，人是要打仗的，对不对？
Because in the soul there will be a great battle.
哦，我们的思想，
our thoughts,
我们的情感，
our emotions,
我们的意志，
our will,
我们的感觉，都是何等强烈的，
are so strong.
啊、我们老是排斥，对不对啊？
We're constantly rebellious.
所以有的时候弟兄姊妹，圣灵感动感动感动感动半天，我们把它拒绝掉了。
We're so obstinate as the Holy Spirit constantly moves you, and you just reject him.
他碰见什么力量了？
What strength has he encountered?
碰见你魂的力量。
He's encountered the strength of your soul.
在人的魂里面。
So he cannot dwell in man's soul.
那住在魂里面就整天打仗了。
Because if he dwells in the soul daily, you will have battles.
并且我们的魂里面。其实来讲也是非常的败坏。
And honestly speaking, our souls are very corrupt.
那么保罗说，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
And now Paul he says our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
那这只是一个说法。
But this is just an illustration.
他住在我们身体的哪一个部分呢？
A way of speaking, where in our bodies?
他如果住在我们这个血肉身体里面，那也更不行。
If he dwells in our flesh and blood, that can't be.
那是个污秽败坏的地方，对不对？
This is a place that's full of darkness.
圣灵没法住在那里。
The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in our bodies.
那么到底圣灵住在哪里？
So where exactly does he dwell?
在以西结书三十六章里面
，In Ezekiel 36,
那里非常清楚地告诉我们
，There it tells us very clearly.
今天圣灵来了
，Today the Holy Spirit has come.
他住在哪里呢
？Where does he dwell？
我们把这句话读一下好了。
Let's read this passage.
因为这个很重要啊
，Because it's very important.
第三十六章二十六节和二十七节
，Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27.
我中文先读，我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
从这两节圣经里面我们可以领会。
From these two phrases, these two verses, we can understand.
神的灵只能住在我们的心灵的里面。
God's spirit can only dwell in your new spirit.
我们知道亚当夏娃堕落的时候，那个灵枯萎了或者死掉了。
We know that Adam and Eve, after they fell, their spirit withered, it died.
当神的新生命进到我们里面的时候
，But when the Lord's new life comes into us,
我们的灵就苏醒过来了。
Our spirit now is awakened.
那个被称作是心灵。
This is called the new spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，只有这个心灵是圣洁的。
Only this new spirit is holy.
是我们全人里面最清洁的部分。
It is the most pure place in our entire body.
圣灵只能住在人的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit can only dwell in our new
spirit. 而我们的灵是我们人最深的一个部分。
And our spirit is the deepest place of us as man.
感谢主的救恩。
We thank God for His salvation.
使我们里面的灵苏醒过来了。
It causes our inner spirit to be awakened.
只能住在人的心里。
Now the Holy Spirit dwells inside of the spirit of man. 其实在旧约
圣经呢，神已经用预表的形式已经告诉我们。
God has already told us this as an illustration in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，我问你们啊。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you.
在会幕里面，神住在哪里啊？
In the tabernacle, where does God dwell?
啊，神住在哪里？
Where does God dwell in the tabernacle?
应该都知道。
You ought to know.
至圣所，对不对？
In the Holy of Holies.
啊，因为只有神只能住在那里。
Because God can only dwell there.
到圣殿里面也是一样。
It's the same in the temple.
神只能住在至圣所的里面。
God can only dwell in the Holy of Holies.
所以今天在我们人里面呢。
So today inside of us man.
这个心灵啊，就像个至圣所。
This new spirit is like the Holy of
Holies. 所以神的灵只能住在人的心灵的里面。
God's spirit can only dwell in man's spirit.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
今天呢，我们也能察觉圣灵的同在。
Today we can search out the presence of the Holy Spirit.
乃是运用我们的灵。
By using our spirit.
你要用头脑是没办法的。
If you use your head, you cannot.
你用你感觉更摸不着的。
You can't touch it with your feelings.
弟兄姊妹，你只有在灵里面能摸到他的同在。
Only in your spirit you can sense him.
啊，因为圣灵今天隐藏在人的心灵的里面最深处的地方。
Because the Holy Spirit, he has hidden himself in the innermost depths of man in their spirit.
当然，我们首先呢，我们得相信神的话。
But first off, we need to believe in God's word.
我们先要运用信心啊。
We need to use faith.
既然主说他差遣这位保惠师来，要永远与我们同住。
Since Jesus has already told us, he has sent another helper to forever dwell with us.
我们在信心中说阿们。
And in faith we say amen.
是在我们里面。
Yes, he is in
us. 你现在什么都摸不着。
You can't touch anything.
但是你主的话这样说的，我就这样相信的。
You can't feel anything, but since he says it, we believe it.
如果你怀疑的话，那就不行了。
If you doubt, then it cannot be.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，像我们说唱的诗歌里面有句话说
，Just like the hymns that we sing, it says,
只知主曾如此说，哎，这个，你像这些写诗的人都教导我们，你知道吗
？Just like the hymn writer who says, we know because the Lord has spoken.
所以呢，我们安息在主的话语上。
And so we rest in God's word.
主的话不会错的。
His words cannot be wrong.
既然这样说，虽然我感觉不到，我没有经历，但是我相信主的话。
Since he says it, even though I don't feel it, but I believe his word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你用信心接受神的话语。
Use faith to accept God's word.
因为这是一个已经成功的事实。
Because this is a fact that has already been done.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们得救了没有啊
？Brothers and sisters, are we saved?
你得救了没有啊
？Are you saved?
有人说有啊。
Some say yes.
好像没几个点头的。
Not too many are nodding their heads.
那今天早上我们还要传福音呢。
Perhaps we need to share the gospel this morning.
你们得救没有啊
？Are you saved?
得救了。
You are saved.
那么圣灵在不在你里面呢
？Is the Holy Spirit
在你里面
？Yes, he's in you. How do you know?
因为主的话这么说。
Because God's word says so.
至少你要说主的话这么说的。
So you need to at least say God's word says so.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
但是呢。
However,
我们知道我们这个心灵呢复苏之后呢
in our new spirit, after it was reawakened,
个人得救之后
after our individual salvation,
因为追求的功夫不一样
because our effort in pursuing is different,
所以因此呢个人那个心灵的那个品质啊就不一样
the quality of our spirits are all different,
就好像今天呢我们知道有电
for example, today we know there's electricity,
那么我们需要用电线呢把这些电呢 把它引导过来。
We need electrical wires to bring the electricity to us.
但是我们晓得有各样不同的这些物质，这些金属。
But we know that there are different metals, different types of materials.
他们这个导电的这个情形是不一样，对不对
？Who that transduce the electricity in different ways?
哇，有的那个金属导电很快。
Some of that metal it transduces the electricity very fast.
有的呢，比较迟缓。
And some are slower.
啊，我们想有的铁的啦。那么
like
铝的啦，铜的啦，银的啦，金的啦。
Like copper, like silver, like gold.
据在科学上的这个实验说呢，最好的导电体是金子。
Scientifically speaking, the best metal which can transduce electricity is gold.
但是金子太少了，对不对
？But there's too gold is too rare.
所以我们的电线不能用金子做。
We cannot use gold for our electrical wires.
如果用金子做，一夜之间就被偷光了。
Because if you use gold, it's going to be stolen overnight.
用银子也不行，银子导电也很好。
And silver actually transduces electricity very well.
所以人没办法，只好用铜的。
But we can't use silver, so we use.
就是铜的也有人偷、啊。
So we use copper, but even copper is stolen as well.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看这个金属的导电的这个系数不一样、啊。
So you know that the materials which transduce electricity, they are different.
这说明我们个人蒙恩德就是我们那个灵心灵的那个品质也是不一样的。
This tells us that the quality of our spirits also can all be different.
当然，你灵里面的品质越好，你越能察觉圣灵的同在。
But the better quality of spirit you have, the better you can search out the presence of the spirit. So we need to pursue.
要追求我们里面的那个灵啊。有这个好的品质。
You need to pursue after having a good quality spirit.
我们都知道丹以理这个人里面，他有美好的灵性。
We know that Daniel, he had a very good spirit within him.
他那个灵呢，就是 excellent.
He had an excellent spirit within him.
我们在美国读英文都晓得这个 excellent.
You know the word excellent.
是吧？哎，这个不一样的。
It's different.
如果你在学校里面读书，老师给你批个 excellent， 哇，那真是。
If your teacher at school gives you an excellent, that's very good.
但丹以里面的灵是 excellent。
Daniel had an excellent spirit.
美好的灵性。
A very excellent spirit.
所以他能够察觉神的同在。
So he's able to search out the presence of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要我们的灵性能够变得美好。
So brothers and sisters, we need to seek after having an excellent spirit.
那我们知道怎么样使我们的灵性能变得美好吗
？So how can our spirit be excellent?
它的秘诀是这个。
This is a secret.
我们的魂。
Our soul.
越多受到十字架的对付
The more it is dealt with by the cross.
我们里面的心灵的品质就越高
The higher the quality of spirit you will have.
我们知道今天在我们属灵生活中
Today in our spiritual life.
干扰我们里面灵最厉害的东西就是我们的魂
The greatest hindrance to our spirit is our soul.
我们那个魂呢它有强大的感觉
Our soul has such strong emotions
它常常都淹没了圣灵在里面的感动
It often quenches the moving of the spirit within us
所以你需要学会舍己
So you need to learn how to deny yourself
所以主才说你们要背起十字架天天背起十字架来跟从我
That is why the Lord says you need to daily take up your cross and follow me
你要舍己舍去魂生命
Deny yourself, deny your soul life
那么你的魂改变了
When your soul is changed
你灵的品质就越来越好
The quality of your spirit will be better and better
所以今天我们常常讲很多人属灵人
So oftentimes we do talk about spiritual men
什么叫属灵人呢
What are spiritual men?
真正的属灵人是他的魂受对付的
Truly spiritual men are those whose souls have been dealt with 他的灵的品
质好他就是属灵人
The quality of the spirit is good, so that is why they're spiritual men.
所以这是每个弟兄姊妹的功课。
So this is our homework for
every brother. 所以保罗也劝勉我们。
Paul also admonishes us.
要把身体献上，当作活祭。
Offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice.
什么叫做活祭啊
？What is a living sacrifice?
就是什么时候魂出来了，你就赶快把它对付掉。
Anytime your soul comes out, you need to cast it aside.
因为我们知道，一个牲畜啊，在祭坛上被杀。
Because a creature, when it is killed upon the altar.
当它把血流出来的时候。
When the blood comes out.
那么在旧约圣经里面告诉我们，这个活物的那个魂生命在血里面。
The Old Testament it tells us that the life of the animal is in the blood.
所以流血就是把魂倒出来。
And so if you bleed, then your soul is being poured out.
所以我们的主在十字架上把他的魂生命倒出血倒出来了。
Our Lord Jesus upon the cross, because he bled, his soul life was poured out.
就是为了拯救我们的魂。
In order to save our soul.
所以我们应该做活祭。
So we need to be living sacrifice.
任何一个时候，这个魂在里面发动了，统统把它致死它。
At any time when your soul begins to be stirred up, put it to death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你灵里面的光景越来越敏锐的时候
When the quality of your spirit becomes more and more sensitive
你自然感觉到圣灵的同在在你里面就越来越清楚
Naturally, you will find that the presence of the Holy Spirit is more and more clear 好多
年幼的弟兄姊妹常常这样问我
Many young brothers and sisters often ask me
我怎么知道圣灵住在我里面
How do I know that the Holy Spirit dwells in me?
我怎么知道这个声音是圣灵的声音
How do I know that this is the voice of the Holy Spirit?
这不是良心的声音呢
Isn't this my conscience?
这不是人教导的声音呢
This is something, a voice that's not taught by others
弟兄姊妹们你只要学习对付你的魂
Brothers and sisters, if you deal with your soul
你自然有一天你慢慢地发现你里面能很清楚地听见圣灵的声音。
Naturally, one day you will find that you can hear His voice very clearly. This is a very important work.
我最近呢，常常心里面很叹息。
Oftentimes, I sigh in my heart these days.
在1930年代，1930年代那个前后的时期
，Roughly around the 1930s，
在教会里。
In the church,
无论在西方在中方在中国
in the West or in the East,
大家都很强调十字架的功课
Everyone was emphasizing the work of the cross,
他们也认真地学十字架功课
And they were diligent in learning the lessons of the cross
所以因此那个时代产生了一批的属灵人
And so at that time there were
但到今天教会里面不多讲十字架了
Today the church doesn't talk about the cross
也看不见多少弟兄姊妹真正背十字架跟从主
And you rarely see those who truly pick up the cross to follow the Lord
看不见多少人真正舍己
We rarely see those who truly deny themselves
现代人在基督教里面一些的说法呢
so,
反而是高举人的己
Oftentimes what we talk about in Christianity we elevate the self
把人的智慧人的才干通通搬出来了
We bring in man's wisdom man's skills
结果造成一片都是魂的世界
And so now we have a very soulish world
所以人对于圣灵的这个在里面的感觉越来越微弱
So our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit is weaker and weaker
这是一个何等大的一个危机
This is a great crisis
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们要知道在我们属灵生活里面
In our spiritual lives
魂的干扰是最厉害的
The hindrance of the soul is the greatest
所以呢你要叫你的心灵的品质变得好
So if you want to have a good high quality spirit
你必须学会舍己
You need to learn to deny yourself
那么当然我们在刚刚蒙恩得救的时候
Of course when we were first saved
因为我们在这些方面还幼嫩
Because we're still very young in this area
但是有一个简单的功课你要学
But there's a very simple lesson you can learn
你要顺服里面生命的感觉
You need to submit to the sense of life within
生命在你里面
You are saved, you have life in you It has a sensation
他叫你说你就说
When it tells you to speak, you speak
他不叫你说你就不要说
When it tells you not to speak, do not speak
他叫你做你就做
When it tells you to do, you do
他叫你不做你就不要做
When it tells you don't do, then you do not
他叫你去你就去
When he tells you to go, you go.
他不叫你去，你就不要去。
If he tells you not to go, don't go.
所以你知道我的孩子小的时候，我就这么教导他。
So when my children were young, this is how I taught them.
我有跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我那个老二他读初中的时候。
I told brothers and sisters my second child when he was in middle school.
有些比较大的孩子呢，要去看电影，想带他去。
Some of the older ones wanted to take him to go watch movies.
他还不错，他蛮乖，他跑来问我。
And he was very good. He came to ask me first.
他说：“爸爸，我可以跟他们去看电影吗
？”He said, "Father, can I go watch a movie with them?"
如果是你，你怎么回答呢
？And so if it were you, what would you say?
我也没有说可以，没有说不可以。
I didn't say yes or no.
我说儿子啊。
I said son.
你去祷告主耶稣吧。
Go ask Jesus.
主说你可以去，你就去了。
If the Lord says you can go, then go.
主说不要去，你就不要去了。
If he says do not go, then don't.
他说啊，那一定去不成的了。
He says, well then of course I can't go.
你看看我的儿子，他还知道呢。
My son knew, right?
弟兄姊妹，我们就是要这样教导神的儿女，
知道吗 ？This is how we teach the children.
要叫他顺服里面生命的感觉。
Submit to the feeling of life within you.
感谢主。现在我的儿子长大，他也结婚，他也有家了。
Now my son has grown up. He has married and has his own family.
这个功课是他一生的祝福。
This lesson is his blessing for his entire life.
Dear brothers and sisters, 顺从生命的感觉开始。
You obey the feeling, the sense of life within.
当你能察觉到他的同在
，when you search out his presence,
你就知道神住在我们里面。
Then you know God dwells in you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, you do not have to fear anything.
我再强调
Let me emphasize again.
那在我们里面的，比那在世界上的更大。
He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.
你越多有这些经历
，the more experiences of this you have.
越多察觉圣灵的同在
，the more you have searched out the presence of the Holy Spirit.
会叫你更喜欢依靠他。
Allows you to enjoy relying on him more.
在凡事上都学习依靠。
In all things you rely upon.
我现在无论到哪里去，我都要祷告祷告。
Then no matter where I go, I pray.
我只要摸到主的同在在我里面，我什么都不需要。
If I have touched his presence, then I have nothing to fear.
说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
并且我们更欢喜他在我们的。 生活中来管理我们。
And we rejoice even more for His control over our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
约翰福音十四章开始，
starting from John 14,
主把一件非常重要的事情告诉我们。
The Lord has told us something very important.
这一位保惠师，
this helper.
他现在来了，要在我们里面，要永远住在我们的里面。
He is to dwell in us forever.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这不仅成全神的心意，
Not only will this accomplish the will of God,
神要住在人的里面，
He will dwell in man.
这个心愿被成全，
And this desire will be accomplished.
因为他的内住，
Because of his indwelling,
带来无比强大的祝福，
It will bring in unsearchable blessings.
使我们的生活更有把握，
So our daily lives will have greater assurance.
使我们的生活能够变得更丰富，
That we'll have greater abundance in our lives.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
愿主施恩怜悯我们，
May he show us grace and mercy.
我们已经来到末后的世代了，
We have come to the end times.
我们不寄望教会外表能够有多大的复兴，
We don't look for a great outward revival today.
但是如果在你个人的生活里，
But in your individual daily lives,
你能活在内住圣灵的带领中，
And you live within the indwelling Holy Spirit,
你会对基督有更多的认识，
You will have a greater understanding of Christ,
你会更多享受基督的福分，
You will enjoy the greater abundance of Christ. 如果我们整个教会And if the entire church
被建造成为神借着圣灵而有的居所
is now built up to be the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit,
那么这个教会定归主带来强大的祝福。
Now, of course, God will bring in greater blessing.
愿主用他的恩典
May God, with His grace,
让这些话呢应验在我们身上。
Allow these words to come to pass in us.
所以求主施恩保守我们在末后的日子。
So may He show grace to protect us in these end days.
重新回到主话语的光中。
To again come back into the light of His word.
过一个叫主满足的生活。
And live a life that causes God to feel satisfied.
过一个叫我们里面富足的生活。
And a life where we are rich in our inner life.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主啊，我们这是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
圣灵解开你的话语。
The Holy Spirit has opened up your word.
让我们才知道，在你里面是有何等的丰盛。
And has allowed us to see and know the great abundance that you have.
而今天这个丰盛已经在我们的里面。
And this abundance is already in us.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
借着圣灵开我们里面的眼睛。
That according to the Holy Spirit, open up the eyes of our heart.
我们需要看见。
We need to see.
我们需要更多活在其中。
We need to live in this.
愿你照着你的话。应验在我们每个弟兄姊妹的身上。
According to your word, may you allow all of this to come to pass.
愿真理的圣灵使用这些话。
May the Spirit of Truth use these words.
引我们所有弟兄姊妹进入这个实际。
Lead us into this reality.
并且今天让我们确确实实知道。
So that we will know with great assurance.
圣灵已经住在我们的里面。
That the Holy Spirit already dwells in us.
神的同在已经在我们的里面。
That the presence of God is already in us.
叫我们面对这个末后混乱的世代。
So as we face this last and chaotic time,
危险的时代，
this very dangerous time,
充满艰难的时代，
a time filled with difficulties,
能够坦然地跟随你往前，
that we could boldly follow you forward.
主啊，祝福每个弟兄姊妹，
bless every brother and sister,
祝福你的教会，
bless your church.
我们谢谢你与我们众人同在，
we thank you for your presence with us.
我们再次把感谢归给你，
we again give you all the praise.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名，
we pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.